This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1.
NAKBP, listening.
KF8S.
What's up? How goes the move?
Oh, I got another 15 days before I can even start. But I may try to pack some things today.
Yeah, we're in a state, I think I told you, a state of two houses right now. And there's like 20-some years worth of stuff that was put in the basement to die. And, oh my gosh, we worked on it for like 3 or 4 hours. The legs are from carrying stuff up.
Yeah, I had 24 years of stuff in my basement, so yeah, it took me a while, too. The way I did it was I just made piles. You know, I started, threw things away, but then there was stuff, you know, that I knew that you can't really just put at the curb, so I just made piles, and then I hired a company. I think it's called College Hunks, and they just charge by the load, you know, the how much they fill up their truck. So I had about 4 or 5 piles, and they filled up their truck, and it was a fair deal. Back to you.
Yeah, they get one of their franchises in the same business subdivision that our company is in over there in County Line and 26. So I think I might utilize them. The scariest thing is that there's a piano down there. And how the heck a piano got down there, I have no idea. She said her late husband and a bunch of her friends did it. And I says, well, it's going to take somebody like that company to get that puppy back upstairs. So why anybody would put a piano in the basement, I have no idea. But it's there.
Well, the question is, do you want to keep it? Are you going to use it again? And if not, you could just take it apart, and that's how you get rid of it.
You didn't think about that angle. Yeah, a sawzall. There's an idea. So I don't know if they have any value. I should probably like go to Marketplace and search a piano and see if they have any value. So it seems kind of a shame, but... You know, I know there were a set of drums down there that we sold, and those went fast. I was surprised. I mean, we posted them, and literally the marketplace thing just blew up. So drums are a real popular thing. So if anybody's listening and they got drums in their basement, they go fast.
Wow, I would have never thought of that. So what kind of piano is it? Is it one of those... They make all kinds, but is it like one of those tall ones, you know, so they're skinny, or are they like a full-on grand piano?
It's one of those ones that go against the wall. It's not like a grand piano, but I just, matter of fact, you just put it in my mind. So I went here in the marketplace and searched for piano, and they're all free. So... Free piano, free piano, free piano, free piano. You know, basically like what's down there, free piano. So my guess is there's a lot of free pianos out there.
Yeah, free piano. You move it yourself. If you can move it, you can have it.
You know, like a Stroud baby grand piano is only $500. But all of those ones, kind of like you see in the church or up against the wall, they're all free. So my guess is... that it's probably got a negative value because you're going to have to take it out of the basement.
Well, you could always try the marketplace, and if you don't get a response in a week, you take the saw and the hammer.
I think I have to. Hey, I'm with you, and I'm up to 30 free pianos right now. There's one in Chesterfield for free. There's one in Harrison Township. There's one in Shelby Township. There's one in Yale. There's one in Royal Oak. They originally wanted $40 for it, and then they discounted it down to $3. So, I guess their piano is not a set of drums.
Yeah, and even if you take it, you'll have to get it tuned, and I don't think tuning is cheap, so yeah. So yeah, that's where you get a bargain, or that's where you can get it away, but then whoever buys it or whoever takes it needs to get it tuned. But yep, it sounds like that's the plan. Take it apart piece by piece and get rid of it. And that's what I did with a lot of my stuff when I needed to get rid of it. Like we had some exercise equipment that broke and things like that. I just took it apart so that the junk people could carry it in pieces up the stairs instead of having to. Otherwise, they would have charged to disassemble it.
Yeah, I gotta let you go late. I got a bunch of work calls coming in. I had three of them while you were chatting there, so I chat on a little bit later. I'll catch you here. NAPP.
All right, talk to you later. KFA then.
NAPP.